You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Fashion has changed since the COVID-19 outbreak began in that there is none. Okay, I'm exaggerating a little, but what we're wearing has changed a lot. One company that knows exactly how much is Stitch Fix. It learns your style through a mix of online quizzes and algorithms and hires stylists who choose clothes specifically for you. You get a box of personalized items, one at a time or as a subscription, keep what you want, and send back the rest. Behind the scenes, the company's tech predicts what you and people like you might like, so it's always updating inventory and its in-house brands. But what happens to a clothing company, even a super techy one, in a pandemic? Katrina Lake is the founder and CEO of Stitch Fix.
We've been able to meet the client where she is or where he is because our business model is predicated on this notion of personalization. And while, you know, we haven't seen these big macro disruptions all that often, we see it on the micro level all the time. We see people who are switching jobs and now they're in a more casual workplace. And so like those types of micro trends that we have been able to meet the client where he or she is for years and years, like that same muscle helped us in the last, you know, 6 months as we've seen this massive trend towards casualization and frankly, people buying less clothes, but buying more meaningful, more thoughtfully buying clothes that are really what they need in that exact moment.
How would it help you overcome something like supply chain lag, which we saw so many businesses suffer from?
I mean, our business model has always been, we put things out in the world, we can know within a matter of weeks, this color is working better than that one, this size, you know, we should only make this in these sizes and not those. And so that flexibility was already a capability that we were building with our vendors, where we needed them to be flexible because we had such great data so that we could evolve our buys. And so that was a muscle we already had created with our vendors. As we think about kind of big macro shifts, like, you know, something like the casualization of the workplace trend, like we actually already were working on that. Like we already knew that the workplace was becoming more casual. And so yes, like we pulled up a lot of volume and it happened faster than we anticipated. But I think this pandemic really has accelerated trends that were already happening.
You mentioned that, you know, people may buy fewer things that have more meaning to them. How is that good for you?
Oh, that's great for us. Our business has always been about, we want to be your partner in helping you find things that you love. So, you know, if people are less likely to be buying things just because it's on a steep discount or, you know, buying something to wear it once, even though it doesn't fit perfectly, like this is actually how we win, is actually when people are really looking for the one thing that fits or the one thing they're going to really love. And that's where I think we, our capabilities around personalization are really showcased. I think if people are much more focused on like, I'm going to buy not as many things, but I really want to love them, like that is great for us.
Katrina Lake is the founder and CEO of Stitch Fix. There's much more with her in our podcast. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.